This is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney. And tonight, returning after 5.5 years, over 5.5 years, Super Pitcher.
Mon Dieu. My God, I'm so excited. I don't know what to say. I'm really happy to be back.
Really?
It feels like old times.
It does, but we're in a different station. I mean, we're in a different studio now.
I didn't realize. No, I did.
So, you just put out an album this year. Is that right?
That's right.
What was it called?
Kilimanjaro.
And Sorry, no.
No. Let it go.
She's giving me a killer look right there.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a tough one.
No, that's not on. So I was talking to this past weekend. I was talking to Lawrence,
and dear friend of mine.
Yes, and we're at dinner. And I was asking him about you because you're coming on the radio show this Tuesday, and I was asking if you were Spanish, because your emails say Axel Alvarado, and then I was like, oh yeah, you know, Axel has to be like partly Spanish because his email says Alvarado, and then he always goes to, whenever I see him, he's always going to like Mexico or Colombia or Venezuela. And then he sings in Spanish on this album, like what, like on Black Voodoo and
Black Magic.
But, and yeah, you're singing in Spanish. So then I'm like, okay, so this guy, he's German, but he's got Latin flavor.
He's something else as well. but honestly, on the Black Magic song, it's not me singing; it's Rebolledo singing. A friend of mine, a Mexican friend. But yes, my this Alvarado name, it's I don't know. It brought up some confusion. I'm not really Spanish,
and your last name is not actually Alvarado.
No. But it's a fantasy thing.
We all like a fantasy, yeah. Right? Yeah. But why Alvarado? Why?
Like I said, it's kind of a fantasy name.
Yeah.
It came up and it sounded Spanish suddenly. Many people ask me that. It's so funny. But it's, you know, in a way, it's the same. People think I'm from New York. I don't know why.
Well, anyone can be from New York, right?
Yeah, and then, no. But
I
don't know where it comes from, you know?
Okay.
So maybe it just comes from this one MySpace site somebody made, and there was written Super Pitcher New York, and then everybody thinks you're living in New York or you're from New York.
Oh yeah, someone did write that for you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you're thinking about moving here sometime, right?
I always think about that. It's gonna happen one day.
Well, what do you like about New York so much?
I don't know, it's a feeling. It's like, it's really like not so much different from the things I like about Cologne, where I really live right now. It's this certain kind of feeling you get when you're there. It's like, of course I could name 100 things I like to do in New York, but it's not mainly about that. It's more like what you
feel.
And I'm so much about that. It's terrible sometimes.
I can tell you're a very emotional person, right?
Right now, yes.
So, and then coming up after this, you go straight to Mexico? Or are you playing some... Oh, this track ends?
Okay, wait.
Wait, what happens?
1 second.
Okay. Super Bitcher is going to change track now. What was that last one? That was Magazine 02.
So nice, a new label from Cologne.
A new label from Cologne, Magazine 02. And before that we had David Bowie and Brian Eno. And started off with Ellie and Jack New.
Ellie and Chuck New.
Mad Affair. So, wait, after this you're going to Mexico, is that right?
That's right.
And then you're going to hang out there for a month.
Yeah, I'm going to partly, yeah, I'm going to visit a very good friend of mine. goes by the name of Rebolledo. You might have heard of him because he's releasing records on Comeme, on this great label of Matias Aquayo.
Wait, and so he lives in Mexico?
He's Mexican and he lives in Mexico, yeah.
In what part?
He lives in Veracruz.
Where's Veracruz?
That's the thing. I go there for the first time now, so I can't really
We can look it up.
Tell. He lived in Monterrey before. We know where that is.
Yeah, we do know where that is.
But he's originally from Veracruz.
Okay.
And I know him since a very long time. And
why? Because he's visiting Germany a lot, or
no? I met him because he was kind of the first one who invited me to come to Mexico to play in Playa del Carmen. Oh. He was living there. He had a little bar, and that's how we met and became friends. And then slowly but surely he was visiting. He was coming to Europe a lot. Also due to the connection of Matias and the new label.
But Matias is not from Mexico. He's from...
He's half Chilean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half Chilean and half what?
German.
Okay.
I think. No, but he's... yeah. So but he lives since a long time in Germany.
Okay.
And so we met before and then... we always talked about also doing music together, which was so funny. And we did the very first time we met, we had an idea of a song or track, and like 4 years later we did it. Now it's done. We have our little band, so we always do music together when we
Wait, what's your little band?
You don't know us? I can't believe you don't know.
Wait, no, I do.
You probably do.
Yeah.
We're called the Pachanga Boys.
Oh, Pachanga Boys.
Have you heard of
that? Yeah, that was on the release of the last compact compilation. And I didn't know that you were in that, though. Although I heard from it, I could hear that you were in it.
Mm.
When I listened to it, I thought you were a part of it, but...
Yeah, and it really started so naturally, like, we just were doing it. We not really planned it. We always talked about it, but then we talked about this before. It's about this.
We did talk about this 5.5 years ago.
Also, we always talk about this, how important the timing is, you know? Like, for everything.
For relationships.
Relations, I mean, career. Relations in music. Like, if you work with something, if you be with somebody.
Timing.
The timing.
It's all about the timing.
Yeah. Like I said before, time is the master. And time can be disaster. It's so right. And I even stole this from an old reggae song. There's a great old reggae song called Time is the Master.
Oh, yeah?
From John Holt, yeah.
Time is the master, time is the disaster.
It's called Time is the Master, but it goes like, time is the master, but time can be disaster if you don't care.
What's happening on this song?
I have to change again. Excuse me. What can I do?
We'll start playing music. I think you should maybe play music now.
I think we should talk forever.
You think we should talk forever? Wait, what's happening on this?
On
okay,
what?
It's okay. Yeah. It's still going.
Yeah, it's just like
it's okay. That's cool. So wait. What were we talking about just a second ago? Still
but
going?
About the timing and how important that is.
Yeah.
And
Pechanga Boys.
That's also how I started to do music with Rebelledo.
Yeah.
And that's why it is so great, because, you know, first of all, it's nothing. Nobody's waiting for it because nobody really knows about it. So we just how we feel and when it happens, but we did like, we did like, I guess, at least a mini LP or something. It's done.
But you haven't released it.
No.
What's going to happen with that?
This is the question. I think it's going to be released next year. I'm pretty sure. So now, we were talking about this because... You were saying I'm going to Mexico for such a long time.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and it's because of meeting with friends like Rebelledo, working a little bit, and then also, of course, playing every now and then. But, staying there for 4 weeks or something.
It's a good life.
Sometimes. It's a tough life. Sometimes, too.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Don't shake your head.
So, but then after Mexico, then what happens? Are you doing any other remixes? Or, I mean, you've done the whole album. Now you're just going to be touring for that for the next while? Or is it going to be Supermare again? Or...
This I don't really, really know, because all this touring, and you know that because you're DJing also a lot. It's like I'm DJing all the time, and then I'm having an album, and it's like so much. It was a lot of hassle to finish it, or a lot of work. It was intense, and then you finish it, and you do all the promotion and stuff, and then of course, I didn't even play more maybe than usual, but everything together was so exhausting that I can't think of anything right now. I don't really know. I would love to prepare a live show or something.
You say you're getting inspired right now. That's happening, right?
I'm waiting for the moment, because right now I'm totally empty and in a good mood.
Yeah.
And
you're thinking about a live show.
I think about that since a long time. I even told people already in interviews.
You have a band? You have
that I'm going to do it. And I have an idea of a band, but I don't have it.
Who's
yet
in your band?
Also, Rebelledo, because he's a big part.
What does he play?
You know, the main idea of the band, this I can tell already, is they cannot play anything, really. But they look amazing.
They look amazing, but they can't play anything.
Yeah, I mean they can, but it's more like really simple. They can play the claves for like 5 minutes tight, big.
And that's all you need, right?
And that's the idea of the band. You know, you don't. It's not like traditional in the sense of like you have a bass player and a drum player. No. It's like you have three people. They're not really good at anything, but the thing they do for every specific song, they totally
do it well.
Know how to do.
And they look good.
And they look amazing.
And no, it sounds like that's going to be huge.
But still, that's an idea that could be huge, that could be the total failure as well. But there's always
to take those chances, right?
Yeah, definitely. But to be honest, I'm too. How do you call that? If you like, if you feel so exhausted and you feel like empty and kind of you like your skin is very thin. That's a good word for that.
What is a good word for that?
in German it's called dünnhäutig. But don't, that is, I don't really have the the translation. But it's like that, if you like, you have a lot of ideas of what you want to do, but you're a little bit too exhausted to really get to it.
But it sounds like Mexico should repower you from being there for a month, right?
Recharge
your dreams. Exactly.
That's the idea of it, actually. I hope that's going to work. But you know, I don't want to sound ridiculous. I do? No, I'm super fine.
So, Super Picture, I think we should play some music. What do you think?
As you wish. You think we're done talking?
Well, I think the music just finished.
Yeah, but we can start it again.
No. No. I
like so much to talk to you. You know that.
Okay, this is Beats of Space here with Super Picture. He's going to play some music now. We're going to 1 a.m. and this is 89.1 FM here in New York City.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. power. We'll be right back. down the beach, wearing nothing but my Speedo and my boots, being burned by the sun. For me, that's real fun.
Speed on boost, speed on boost, speed on boost, speed on boost, speed on boost.